Boker Tov, Rabotai. Welcome back. Wow. Summer's man, Shtabach Shemo, Bishmak HaMaisis. We are on page Resh Lamed Aleph. Ma'amar He, Ma'avir Al Midotav. Being able to let things go, let things slide, and look at the first paragraph of here. It's really next week's parasha. Chomer Isur Netira. There's actually two Isurim in the Torah. Lo Tikom Velo Titoret Bnei Amecha. Nekama, obviously, is the revenge that a person seeks. Netira is the grudge that a person holds in his heart. Ma'ala gdola she'ergil adam atzmo limchol v'lisloach l'chol meshitzei ha'aruto. V'lo yishmor tina b'lev al shum yehudi. It's a tremendous thing for a person to be able to constantly forgive those who wronged him, insulted him. Don't keep anything in your heart. Ki yesh mitzvah le'ehov gam et mishichata kenegdo. The mitzvah ve'avta le'reacha kamocha is not only, Avat Yisrael is not only for those that you're friendly with. That's obvious, that's easy. The Torah is giving a mitzvah ve'avat Yisrael, obviously comes to include those that you're not on the best terms with. And yet there's a mitzvah to love them as well. V'davar zeh ha'ikar gadol ve'avat Yisrael. Lachshov tov al acherim. Gam al mishelo gam al aimo tova. Look for the good in everyone. Even within those who weren't so good to him. Vera al kach ba'azara. Lo tikom ve'lo titoret b'nei amecha. Shelo yishmor mastema b'libo al chavero. The Rambam explains that you should not bear a grudge in your heart against those who wronged you. She'omer b'no levin atzmo. Ani tov ve'u lo. Even if you don't tell anybody, but deep down in your heart, you're thinking, I'm a good person. Even if you don't seek revenge, I'm better than him. He's like this and I'm better. That already in and of itself is a form of netira. Rather, the Rambam writes, just erase it. Anyways, life's too short. Don't carry around all that extra baggage. Let it go, let it go, let it slide. I had a Rebbe who told me, you should be like a Teflon pot. You know what Teflon is?
Slippy.
Non-stick. Let it slide. Let things slide. Nachon? Aydin. The more things you let stick, what happens to you? It's like gaining weight. And then you get bogged down and heavier and less energetic. Why? Because things are weighing you down. Don't let things weigh you down. Yalla, let it go. V'zeh kashe meod. Shemilevad ha'isur, hare be'aitzem ha'sh choshev ha'chavero ma'chshava lo tova, hu be'atzmo lo tov. You're thinking not good things about another yid, not a good thing. V'al derech shemlu chazal, le'anyanu chasin, kol ha'posel pasul. The Gemara says in Kiddushin a similar thing. If you're posel other people, that's an indication that you yourself are pasul. If you're thinking machshavot lo tovot all the time about other people, that's an indication that inside you have dvarim lo tovim. Think good things. Kiddush says he's not the best person. All right, big deal. Either look for good things or don't think about him. Viter, there's plenty of good things to think about. Es baruch. V'lachin, ichmira ha'torah b'yisul netira. Even if you're not physically seeking revenge, okay, fine. Again, it's not an easy feat, obviously. But the Torah doesn't give us easy peasy mitzvot, obviously. Obviously, you have to. No pain, no gain. The harder it is to do the mitzvah, the more sachar you get for it ultimately. Harini mochel v'soleach. Interesting thing. There's a, I don't know if Ashkenazim say, but at least in the text of Kriyat Shema al Amita for Sfaradim, there's a paragraph over there. Say, Ribono shel Olam, harini mochel v'soleach l'chol meshech eis v'iknit oti o shechata kenegdi. Before we go to sleep, you said that you're mochel everybody. This is Gemara Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara says that if a person is punished because of you in Shamayim, you're punished as well. Even if you did nothing wrong. If you are the catalyst for another Jew to be punished, you yourself are punished. And that's why the Chachamim were mitaken, this nosach of Mechila, in Kriyat Shema al Mita, ve'lo ya'anish shum adam besibati. We don't want anybody to be punished because of us. Let things go. In Or Letzion, actually, Chot Kriyat Shema al Mita, I wonder if he's going to bring it now. What happens if there's somebody that you can't forgive? Are you allowed to say the nosach, or does that make you a liar? Good shayla. Or Letzion says not. You can't. unless you actually bring yourself to forgive that person. Biglali, what does that mean? If you're not mochel, if there's a certain person in your mind that you're not mochel, so how can you say that? Mechilam, yeah. 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 So at least ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to punish the person. Whether you can grant him mechilah or not, that's a different story. But at least don't punish him. Huh? Even if you're hurt, if you can bring yourself to daven for another yid that hurt you, that he shouldn't be punished, that's a big ma'ala. Even if you can't forgive him yet. So lechatchila be mochel, and if he can't be mochel, then at least daven for him not to be punished because of me. There's no such thing as half mechila. I have to be mochel. Wait, listen to what he says. Mechila amitit perusha litiyaches lepgia velepogea keilu lo hayu dvarim me'olam. Chavetz Chaim says, real mechila means to look at the incident and the aggressor as if this incident never happened. So when you're really mochen somebody, it's like wiped off the map. Never happened. Ani rak pa'am achat lo amarti areni mochen v'soleach lifnei kriyat shema al mita u'ma'aseh shehaya kachaya. Chavetz Chaim writes about himself. There was one night before he went to sleep that he didn't say Areni Mochel because of the following incident. We know this is going to be good. Yom echad ba'u lefanai ba'ale dinim ledin Torah ve'anifsad diber bezilzul nora haya belibi ta'aromet alav she'em muchzak etzli le'adam yireh shamayim. There's a din Torah. One of the parties lost. And when he lost, so he spoke terribly bezilzul towards Chavetz Chaim. And Chavetz Chaim was upset, he was insulted. He thought this person was Yireh Shamayim, and now this is how he's speaking. Money does a lot of crazy things to people. Crazy. I can tell you that too. Dinei Torah, whatever. People, families, spouses, never think you're above money. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't test you with those kind of tests. Vine. בלילה כשבאתי לומר הריני מוכן וסולח לא הרגשתי כאילו לא עשה דבר. I didn't feel in my heart that I can pretend like this never happened. ואמרתי לעצמי וכי אדבר שקל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולכן באותו ערב לא אמרתי נוסח זה. אבל כבר המחורת מחלתי לו מחילה גמורה גם בלי שיבקש. The next day he woke up, he felt better. He says, you know what, I'll give him מחילה even without the person asking for it. מלאן זכון וברכה, אני אביע אומר, discusses this Or Lezion, and he says Hareni Mochel V'Soleach is a general nosach. Even if there's a specific person that you still may not be mochel, you're still allowed to say it. It covers everybody else that you maybe forgot about or whatever, even if there's a specific situation or person that you're not mochel about. Ani Mesaper Sipur Zeh Ki Baruch Hashem Ani Makpid An Shum Ish Miyisrael. Chavetz Chaim says, I'm telling the story to show you that I have not paid this against any Jew. ובכל לילה רגיל לומר את הנוסח הזה בלב שלם, ורק באותו יום נתגלגל הדבר שנבצר ממני לקיים מצווה זו לאהוב כל אחד מישראל. That was the only night that I ever had this ניסיון that I couldn't bring myself to be מוכל another Jew. ואין לחשוב שזו דרגה גבוהה. He says, oh, you think this is a big deal? Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, בעזרת השם.
I read pasta.